WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hey, Irish fans, welcome back to Dome and Domer. I'm Mike Sullivan. Joining me today, Ed Sullivan and Mike Brammer. And we're going to talk about the implications of Notre Dame's come-from-behind 21-13 win over San Diego State in the season opener. If you have any questions or comments, send us an email at info@domeanddomer.com. Okay, Ed, right before we began the program, we were talking, and I think you summarized the topic of the show perfectly. Should we be suicidal after Saturday's performance? And this is the topic across the Notre Dame fan world here. People are very upset, and should we be?
Well, no, we shouldn't be suicidal. Frankly, it's worse than I thought. You know, anybody who listened to us beforehand, we were talking about, let's make sure this is not it's not competitive in the third quarter. Well, you know what? It almost wasn't, but the wrong direction, not competitive. So it's worse than we thought. But anybody who expected 9 or 10 wins and had put everything away from last year, I think was mistaken.
And by anybody, you mean Brammer.
Yes, that's right. And you.
No, not kidding ourselves. Well, no, in all seriousness, I think let's give the devil his due. Ed's position of a little more cautious, conservative outlook, certainly after one game, appears to be the more rational position. But that's not to say that 8 wins is still a possibility.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to change from what I said originally. Granted, we didn't play as great as I was hoping to, but the fact of the matter is we won the game, so we're now 1-0. We got Michigan coming here. You know, Notre Dame could – I will change this. I said earlier that I thought after the Michigan game we're going to know. I don't think we are going to know because we could win ugly again against Michigan at home Saturday. But playing Michigan State the following week, we're going to know after that game. We will absolutely know going up to Michigan State and out of that game based on what happens, we're going to know.
Look, people, if we have a winning season this year, it will be a success. And if we don't, if we're right around 500 or right under 500, that's to be expected. If we're 3-9 or something on that level again, God, it's a disaster. But we 8 or 9 wins, forget about it.
Well, again, I'm not prepared to go quite that far. Here's what I will say. I don't think we can make any conclusions from this one game. Brammer said, no, listen, we're going to know. There are no conclusions you can take from this one game. We're going to know 5 or 6 games in whether or not this team has made significant progress, the thing's going in the right direction, or not. And 5 or 6 games in, I think we will have played a variety of teams of the caliber of Michigan, Michigan State. We just don't know after one game what direction we're headed.
No, you can't. And I don't know, you know, I think right after the game, everybody was down simply because we were, what, 3-touchdown favorite, and we only win by 6. You know, there's a lot of things that happened in the game. I mean, we fumbled on the 5-yard line. If we don't fumble that and we go in and score, the game could have been completely different. You know, all of a sudden the confidence level jumps up. There's a bunch of things that could have happened that didn't.
We have, I acknowledge that. I mean, people have to understand. We had 4 turnovers, right? We got in the red zone. Don't count the very last drive of the game. We got the red zone 4 times and didn't score. Okay, right. Or scored once. So you look at those things and think, geez, one little thing here or there flips it in the other direction, right? But they jammed it down our throat in 2 drives, okay?
Wait a minute.
Clawson missed some key reads at some key times. Our tight end didn't block most of the day. We have some issues that aren't just going to be resolved by getting a game under our belt.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. How do you know those issues don't go away with a game under your belt? I don't know how you can make that statement. And they jammed it down our throat in 2 drives. One drive was a 2-play drive in which they hit an uncovered guy 40 yards down the middle in what appears to be a blown coverage. I don't know that I'd call that jamming it down anybody's throat. Now, it shouldn't have happened, but it feels different than last year, despite what I think so many people across the country are feeling, like, oh, here we go again. To me, it felt different than last year. As I said in the other day, it was like we just couldn't get out of our own way as opposed to getting dominated and being inept in every phase of the game.
Not every phase, but there was a couple things that carried over from last year into this game, and I think that's what people are upset about. For instance, it's, what, third and seven, and Maurice Crum gets called for, you know, holding or pass interference. On the very next series, set of downs, we get him in third down again. They miss the pass. We get called for rough, and I mean, on a horrible hit. It was late. I mean, it was unexcused for him. I mean, it just
did you
didn't
see,
even,
did you
I
see
watched
it on TV?
It. Absolutely. He had released the ball. I think he stumbled, but he did give him a little bit of a shove right at the end. I mean, why even do that? I mean, and that's a fifth-year senior doing that. So there's two first downs they shouldn't have had it.
The ineptness with the chip shot field goal. That takes us back to next year. Why are you not ready to make a chip shot field goal?
Well, he fumbled the ball a little bit.
That's the point, though. I mean, I understand.
Those are the things that carried over from last year. However, the things that didn't carry over, we didn't give up a single sack. I thought Clawson looked, I don't care what anybody says, he had a ton of zip on the ball. He looked a lot better. And I'll defend him even on the interception he threw at the end zone. I thought it was the jump ball play that we ran successfully with Smarja, and you throw it right at the goal line.
Absolutely.
It's supposed to be right at the goal line.
We don't
line.
Have any disagreement about Clawson.
Yeah,
Kumara hung him out to dry twice.
Right, why? Yeah, yes. Why? So, and but then that goes to, all right, here's a kid that played all last year. Why is he making stupid mistakes all of a sudden in the first game? So, you know, that being the case, that's the bad stuff that carried over. But, you know, what we don't know is, all right, what's the improvement from this game to the next? I mean, we're going to find that out against Michigan.
Okay, and because of those... Yeah, positives and negatives at play here, but the reaction across the ND Nation seems to be maybe disproportionate to the performance of the team on the field. That's kind of how I feel. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I just think people are overreacting. It's too early to know. Like I said, we'll know for sure one way or another. Let's just let this thing play out
a little bit. Let me say this. The overreaction is, again, based upon the wrong set of expectations. Our junior and senior classes are not game breakers, top talent, able to dominate, okay? Our freshmen and sophomores have some places within that. Maybe Charlie is not a great set at the top of a program kind of guy. We think he has great coaches throughout, assistant coaches, and maybe he's still learning, but I don't think they looked ready to play. They did not look ready to play. You can't – look, there's nowhere to hide, guys. Tell me why – were we so inept and went backwards for three quarters, okay, in terms of...
Well, I don't know that we went backwards. You know, you look at some of the turnovers. I mean, they were cute. I watched the replay.
Shooting ourselves in the foot.
No, but this one ticked me off in a big way. If you watch the replay of that supposed fumble, his knee was down.
Well, it was so clear.
I don't get it. How do you look at that replay and say, no, he wasn't down? His knee hit the ground. He got bent back for it. I mean... So
why are we in the game? Let's come from behind. Again, nowhere to hide. You tell me right now, Mike and Mike, what is the cause? Was it not talent? Was it bad game plan? Was it bad luck?
Eddie, I have no idea. It's easy to point the finger and say, point it at the top, and ultimately the coaching staff's responsible for the performance of the team. My point is simply, for 2008, can we let it play out a little bit before we start hanging people out to dry and making pronouncements after one game? You were right when you talked about, hey, coming off a 3-9, I don't know that we should assume we can do anything well. Let's see what happens. I was taking a little more optimistic approach that, hey, at Notre Dame we can reload a little quicker and bounce back a little quicker. In retrospect, I think, you know, maybe you're right. After 3-9, we have to learn how to win, learn how to not shoot ourselves in the foot, and that learning process will maybe create some ugly moments. I still think I'm optimistic that this team will be able to put it together. It's not going to be a repeat of last year. And we will win games that last year we couldn't. And Saturday was an example of that. I don't think we could have won. And that some comments have been made to that regard, that we would not have won a game like this last year. I think that's very accurate. They did pick themselves up off the mat in the fourth quarter when the game was on the line, and they got it done. Let's not underestimate the significance of that.
Again, I think this is way too soon. You know, everybody's jumping the bandwagon here, and I think the reason this is going on is because everybody is so hungry for Notre Dame to get it back. So as a Notre Dame fan, you know, you're anticipating that, you're waiting, you're chomping a bit for that, and the first time it seems to get yanked from you a little bit, you overreact.
Okay.
I mean, that's what's going on here.
But here, I think that the, if we go 5-7, I would re-up Charlie and let him have one more year. Okay, so I'm not.
Depends on how you go. Yeah,
so it depends on how
right.
you go 5-7. Okay,
five, seven.
We need to obviously show play better, be competitive, not get blown out, not shoot ourselves in the foot, those kinds of things. Okay, but what I'm saying is that we don't make excuses about we don't know yet or whatever. We have not made a significant amount of improvement. There is a problem in the program, and I think it maybe from the coaching staff through, part of it is we don't have all the right guys in all the right places still, and that should frame our expectations, and that might stop the craziness of people, you know, sort of freaking out on the internet or this or that. The mistakes need to be deposited at the head and the assistant guys. There is a problem with the program. If we come out and we can't take San Diego State out of the game in three quarters, there's a problem.
I don't think we were as far away from doing that as it may seem. And Bram, you alluded to this earlier. There's a handful of plays in every game, right, that are going to determine the game. And there were four or five plays that if they go the other way, if we execute, we take control of the game and seize the game. We didn't execute. The bottom line is we have to execute in those situations, but the learning curve on that, I think the arrows are pointing in the right direction. Why do I say that? Because in the fourth quarter, when we absolutely had to, we did it. And that showed
probably a team that was worse than anybody we played last year.
But we weren't doing it against that team in the second and third quarter is my point, okay? What happened? Something clicked with them. Maybe somebody stepped forward in a leadership role. Maybe it's a maturing process. They had to fight through this and learn this together to pull it out. And the results of that, I think, bode well. I'm not saying, you know, 9-10 wins bode well. I still think 8's possible. And I had Michigan down as a loss going in with, you know, maybe we get it, but probably a loss. You know, I think that's still probably how it's going to play out. I expect this to be competitive this week.
Did you anticipate Michigan being what they are right now at this point?
Yeah. Well, yes, actually. I think we talked about that a lot in the offseason, that they were going to be in a bit of turmoil, and they are.
That's why you thought we had a chance to win. Guys, we need to get 5 wins.
That would be a disappointment, and it would have been a disappointment prior to the season. I think 5 wins with the schedule we got would be an absolute disappointment.
Well, and that's the other thing. Everyone gotten crazy with softening our schedule. I know it's softer than last year.
It's softer than last year, but that being the case, I mean, look, there's no way that you can look at this schedule and say that we should be happy going 6-6. I don't see that. I think 7-5.
I take 6-6 in a heartbeat.
Not
right
now.
Now
I wouldn't.
Right
I wouldn't,
now.
I would, that would be.
Holy cow.
That would be hard to take.
Well, okay. I think you bring up a good point in that this team is still very youthful. I can't remember if I talked about this in the last program, but I happened to catch on videotape the Michigan game from a couple Charlie's first year, and what a difference that team looked like compared to this team in its offensive execution, its physical play, and you know there were four or five guys in that offensive line who were fourth or fifth year seniors who went on to play in the NFL. LaVore, Stevenson, et cetera, Fasano. You know, that's, we just are still not at that point yet. We're going to get there, which is why 8 wins, I think, was a reasonable expectation, given that we're young, okay? 6-8 wins.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, sure it does. 6-8 wins, I think, is a range that was reasonable because we, A, have talent. I think we have talent in the coaching staff. We have good young talent. You're saying, I'll take 6 wins right now. We should be thankful for that.
We should.
Well,
we should. Irish fans, wake up. Let's get behind these guys. Let's try and get to 6 or 7 wins. That would be outstanding. I think there's a chance it could be 4 or 5. Either way, Charlie should have one more year in which he'll have the full complement of his recruits and talent, top to bottom. And then if we're not competing for the national championship next year, there's a problem.
You can't compete for the national champion next year if you go 5-7.
Yes, Brammer's right.
You can't make that jump to the national. We'll be ranked. We won't even be in the top 25 to start out the year. So there's the biggest problem right there is we can't even get there physically. The point is
we don't have to win it.
We got to finish 7-5 or you know 8-4 to be able to be ranked in the top 15 next year is a problem. To even give us a chance to be in that BCS game, that's the problem. But In any event, I mean, you know, I really think that we're going to find out a lot this Saturday. This, granted, if we can cut back on the mistakes, let's say we only turn it over one or two times, I'd be happy. I'd take that all day long. But I do think that we could still win ugly and have the same kind of reaction from everybody. And then at Michigan State, we're going to know. We're on the road, a very physical, senior-laden team again, and we'll find out about it then.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about the Michigan game coming up in a few days. Until then, you've been listening to Dome and Domer. For Mike Brammer and Ed Sullivan, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you next time.